Grace and peace to you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. He said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this that even wind and sea obey him? Our text begins with the simple phrase, on that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Jesus had been teaching all day, using parables to teach his followers. He told the parable about the seed that grows, though the men do not know how. Or the parable about the mustard seed being so small, yet it becomes such a big plant in the garden that the birds can rest in its branches. As a disciple, it's a good thing he's been explaining them to us, because so often it's hard to understand what the point is. I'm glad he explained to us as disciples that these are parables about faith, the nature and power of faith. As much as Jesus has been out in the hot sun all day, he must be tired. Been patiently teaching and explaining things. I know I am. It's got to be mentally exhausting. He's human after all, so it makes sense that he says, let's go across to the other side of the lake and have a break away from all the people. But it's evening. Why can't we wait and go across in the morning? Why do we have to go right now? The sun's already starting to set, and we know what it's like to be on the lake in the darkness. But tomorrow will be another busy day, and perhaps he just wants to rest while we go across the sea at night so that tomorrow can be another day to teach the crowds. And so after they left the crowd, they put Jesus in the boat just as they were. Other boats were with him. The disciples probably thought it's a good thing the wind seemed to be favorable. We fish these waters for years. We know these waters very well. I think we get across there without any trouble at all. It's good that our boats are reasonably large. It means Jesus can find a place in the stern to lay down and perhaps catch 40 winks. That's good. He needs to have a rest. Well, they decide we're going to push off. It's a couple hours to get across, and depending on the winds, we would like to get there before it becomes totally dark out. But while we're going across, a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat. The boat was already filling, and where do these storms come from? Well, the mountains around the Sea of Galilee, they can cause some pretty strange and tricky winds, and that's what hit us. Strange and tricky wind. No wonder he calls out for those on the boat to give him a hand. Got to tighten up the sail, keep a firm hand on the oars and the rudder. The wind is really picking up. But now the wind whips up the waves. The waves begin to break into the boat. Hey guys, start bailing. We've got to get the water out of the boat. But soon there's more water coming in, more than we can bail out. We're starting to fill up with water. We're too far from shore. We cannot make it back. But Jesus in the stern, sleep on a cushion. He woke up and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Rabbi, this sudden windstorm came up, whipped up the waves, we can't keep up bailing. How can you sleep through all this? Don't you know that we're all sinking, we're all going to die? And he awoke, he rebuked the wind and sea and said, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. How can that be? How can one man make all of that stop? Just like that, instantly, he said the words, and the wind went away, and the sea got calm. Creation itself obeys him. How can this be? Who is this man? Well, he is indeed the God-man, the God who alone can save us from our sins, but the God that also can only save us by becoming a man. Why are you still so afraid? Have you still no faith? I taught you about faith in the parables that I just explained to you. I've shown you the power that I have. Yeah, you still don't understand who I am. You still have a problem believing in me. They were filled with great fear and said, well, who is this that even the wind and waves obey him? This uncontrollable storm quickly appeared, and Jesus, with his word, suddenly calmed the storm and gave the disciples sudden peace. The question is in a word, and the action, the answer is in the action still in the tempest. The question is negative, and yet the answer is positive. Jesus does indeed care, and he demonstrates that care by calming the sea, by making the wind and waves go away. The man goes to the doctor. It's a routine checkup, you know, all the usual tests. He's had them done before, and there's not been any issues. Oh, sure, the doctor's going to tell him again, I got to lose a little bit of weight. You need to eat more vegetables and maybe drink a little less pop. The other has many significant problems, no reason for concern. You don't have any symptoms. You are just going for an annual visit. The winds are favorable. And then a couple days after the appointment, you get a phone call or a text. Get in touch with us. And you call them up and they find out there's a spot on one of your x-rays. But just to be sure, the doctor would like to do a few more tests and maybe do an MRI. A windstorm has just kicked up. They do that, they find another spot. It's pretty serious due to the size of the spot. They want to do a biopsy. The winds now are getting harder to blow and the waves are getting bigger. The question goes through your mind, what does that mean? How bad is it? Is there any treatment? Is there anything I can do? Should I start bailing? Would it do any good or is it too late? Well, doctor said, yeah, we caught it early and there is a fair chance of success. But in the back of your head, you're going, well, if there's a fair chance of success, that probably means there's a fair chance of failure as well. But regardless, the future all of a sudden is unknown. The storm in your life begins to rage out of control. It's in times like that when we become desperate, maybe not even not so desperate situations, that we remember whose name we wear and whose you are. Jesus will never abandon you. You've been baptized and united to Christ. You've been made a child of the Heavenly Father. You are Christ's heritage. The Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his family. Simply with the word of his mouth, Jesus calms the storms of our souls. We do not know what the future may hold. We do know that Jesus says he will be with us always to the very end. Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. He's with you forever. He'll never abandon you or forsake you. He will watch over you. He will guard you. He will protect you. The scripture says, therefore, if God is for us, who can be against us? God is on your side. He will give you peace. In the midst of turmoil, he will grant you peace. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us, and over us would have gone the raging waters. Our help is the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Uncontrollable storms appear in life, and Jesus with his word calms the storm and gives us sudden peace. I use a prayer for evening prayer that I conclude every hospital visit with, every shut-in communion with, and every couple I visit with before they're married, and yeah, sometimes after they're married too, I use the same prayer. Perhaps you remember it from evening prayer. Lord God, you called your servants the ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It's a prayer that many people find comforting. And I know I find it comforting for myself. I have to admit that I don't know where I'm going. But I know that the Lord's hand is leading me and his love is supporting us. That's what peace is all about. Knowing that the Lord is supporting us. So often we think peace in our life is about things going well that we can see. But it's the unseen things that go well for us. We dare not let the things that we see take our eyes off of that. Everything in life seemed to be going well for a couple. Two of them were doing fine, no major problems, abuse or difficulties. Children were all fine. They were enjoying life. The winds were very favorable. Then one of them got a phone call and a visit from the police. There's been an accident. Can you come down to the hospital right away? Boy, just a big windstorm just picked up. The waves started to rise. You arrive at the hospital, you'll find out how bad it is. There's nothing more they can do. The waves are now breaking into your boat. Service is over, luncheon is finished, and all that's left is a few people cleaning up. A bag of some leftovers so you won't have to cook for a few days. First moment of solitude you've had since the accident. From the moment of that first call from the police, your life and emotions have been a violent storm, sudden and vicious, raging out of control. Don't you think now that the service is over, I've kind of got things under control? You're driving home and you pull up in front of the garage, you open the garage door, and the other vehicle's not there. And then it hits you full force again. The storm of emotions begins to overwhelm your soul. Storm of death often changes everything. Storms appear suddenly on life, and we can't always prevent them from occurring. Nor do we always find our way to respond to them. Our lack of control and the weakness of our faith leads to fear. Even though we can't control these things, Jesus can and does. Most importantly, calm the most biggest storm of all, the storm of death. Calm that storm as before with the word, with a simple phrase as he spoke from the cross, "It is finished," or "All is now accomplished." And in speaking those words, there is sudden peace between God and man. And in speaking those words, there is sudden peace for us even in the midst of death. For in that moment, he had calmed the storm of death. Our God can save. He is qualified to do that. Our God does save. He is compassionate. And he continues to bring sudden peace to you even today. The words of your baptism, he says, "Peace, you are mine." The word of absolution, he says, "Peace, you are forgiven." His words that are preached, he says, "Peace, I will be with you always." The next Sunday, the words of institution, he'll say, "Peace be with you. You are forgiven and fed and strengthened for what's coming ahead. Even though you may not know what's coming ahead, I do, and I am with you." Jesus speaks to you a word of peace. In the inevitable, uncontrollable storms of life, Jesus speaks and gives you sudden peace. And may that peace be with you always in Jesus' name. Amen. And let me the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We sing hymn 5:53, "O Christ our hope, our heart's desire."